Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is Slammed.
Brown goes inside! Oh, what a slam from Jaylen Brown!
Brought to you by WEEI and Odyssey Sports.
Tatum on the move! Set off the smoke detector!
With Megan Ottolini, Esteban Bustillos, and Justin Turpin.
Brown, one, two!
Right now.
Welcome to Slammed, a Celtics podcast brought to you by Odyssey. I'm Megan Ottolini, and I'm joined by Mario.
That's right.
That's what you are, Justin Turpin. It's Halloween, and I did not get the costume memo, but I am so blown away by your absolute commitment to the holiday today, Justin.
This mustache it's going to bother me all day, but it's worth it. Gonna pull it off for Halloween.
Okay, so I do have to tell, for people who are just listening to the pod, and we love you, you're decked out in a full-on Mario costume, and the mustache, I have questions about. Like, what is that mustache? Did it come with the costume, and how is it adhered to your face?
It's one of those just sticky ones. So this thing, it's like glue, though. It's not like the regular ones that just like will fall off right away. Like, this thing is tough and it's staying on there. So
okay.
I must be drinking out of a straw all day and all good
it's
stuff.
It's affecting your speech a little bit.
Might be important for a podcast. I got gloves too.
Oh my gosh. Oh, those are like the Mickey Mouse gloves. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. I love that. I'm going to dress up later tonight, but I didn't realize that we were going Halloween this early in because you're over at the radio station. I'm podcasting from my guest room right now. I wanted to jump on early with you today because, of course, the Celtics last night suffered their first loss of the season on the road at the Pacers, 135-132. Overtime game, a valiant effort for the Celtics coming back from being down 20 plus points. What was it at one point? 24 points.
21 in the fourth.
Yeah, just a really tough outing for them. But I had to give them a little credit for fighting back. I think what jumped out to me first and foremost with this is the late game absolute cold streak from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They both went totally cold in overtime. Neither could buy a bucket. And then to make matters worse, between the two of them, they missed three free throws, which obviously when you're in overtime and you're going against a team that is just running downhill like the Pacers, you got to have those points.
Yeah, you lose a game by 3 points and you left 3 points at the line, free throws from your best players. And it's unfortunate too, because Jaylen Brown in particular has been much improved at the free throw line to start the year here. But I look at that too, and I look at their 3-point shooting. I mean, they were just letting them fly last night. 29 combined threes from them. That's more or equal to the Toronto Raptors as a team who have also averaged 29. That's just far too many from them. Like, they're at their best when they're attacking downhill. And sure, they're going to have to shoot threes. But 29 is just way too much.
Wait. So are you saying that one of Joe Mazzulla's favorite stat lines, the attempted three-pointers, is something that you were not in favor of from those two last night?
Not from 29 of them. Absolutely not. I would hate to see that number. I don't know if they've ever shot that many. 29 threes? That's insane. That's way too high.
There has to be a shot selection there. I mean, one of the things that Mazzulla does preach is finding the right matchups, finding the right looks And so when you when you're getting to that shot attempt, it's just ridiculous.
Way too high, just way too high. And they had success getting downhill, especially Jaylen Brown in the third quarter there. It kind of looked, even in the beginning, it looked like he was picking up where he left off in the second half against Milwaukee, where he was just getting downhill and scoring efficiently. They just got away from that last night. We're jacking up threes, which usually I'm a big fan of the three-point shot. You know that. The listeners know that.
It's the way of the Celtics. So if you're fighting it, I don't know what to tell you. I'd say watch another team, but I think most other teams in the league want to emulate what they're doing. So maybe watch another sport. This one might not be for you anymore.
It's the game's just changing. Like that's you win the game by making threes now. Threes are worth more than two. It took analytics to figure that out, which is kind of crazy to me that it took this long to figure it out. But that's just how you win the game now. So you got to do it. But 29 from those two with the size that they have and the ability to get downhill. And they create offense when they get downhill, too, because they play inside out. They can kick out, create more open looks for a guy like Derek White, who shot the lights out last night. So just those 29 threes is just way too much for those guys.
Yeah, we'll get to Derek White in a minute because it was a bit of a get right game for him shooting wise. But Boston shot about 33% from three overall. It's not like the most dismal stat line, but I think it's a little glimpse at when you play this style of basketball and your commitment to the 3-point attempts, there's got to be a balance, as we said before, between the shot selection and your basketball IQ and just getting the shots up for the sake of getting those attempts up, especially when you're playing against a team like Indiana, where pardon the pun, but the pace that they play with is just, it's so consistently grinding. And they definitely won the fast break points last night. They won the points in the paint. And I don't think that that's a team that is a threat to you in a 7-game series in the playoffs, but you can totally understand how they steal a game here and there in the regular season by playing that style and catching the Celtics kind of off their rhythm and their shooting rhythm and their basketball IQ with that pace of game.
Yeah, and the pace, the Celtics played right into it, because as much as we talk about the three-pointers, it's only fair that we address the missed layups too. And almost always a missed layup leads to either a three-point attempt or a transition bucket for the other team. And that's part of the reason the Pacers were able to play with that pace. And that's what they want to do. That's what makes them so dangerous. And they got away from that a little bit to begin the season here, the Pacers, that is. And the Celtics played right into it by missing these layups. And you're not going to see some of those misses they had last night. I mean, that one by Jrue Holiday in the third quarter, they put it out. I was like, that summed up the night for the time being. Like, that was a terrible miss. And it's one that he's not really going to miss often. But those missed layups, I mean, Joe Mazzulla is going to be livid about those. He's probably more mad about those than he is the missed three-pointers.
Yeah, I really thought that was the kind of thing that was left, I don't know, 18 months ago. they've had nights like that where they just can't finish at the rim. And especially in Tatum's case, there were points where earlier in his career, I think, like, is he hoping that he's going to get to the line on that and he's not seeing through to the finish at the rim? But I don't know. Sometimes to me, it just looks like a lack of focus and follow through.
16 of 29 in the restricted area. That's only 55%. The league average is 64. So that's not great. And then they were 6 of 18 just in the block there. And that was 33%. So they just shot terribly in the paint. And just, that's really not going to happen that often. I really don't have an answer as to why it was happening, because it felt like they were generating good looks. They were getting by. They were getting to their spots. They had good shots. They were just missing them. And they're very high percentage shots. So that was weird, but it played right into what Indiana wanted to do. They wanted to go out and run, and Celtics allowed them to do that by creating turnovers and missing those bunnies.
Yeah. Okay. On the bright side, as you mentioned, Derek White, he was super hot last night, 8 of 9 shooting, 5 for 5 from behind the arc. And that comes off of a Bucks game and a Pistons game where he was struggling with his shooting. Did you see anything in particular that lended itself to him having just a smoother performance out there?
He was just getting good looks. I think they were creating for him. They were showing a lot of pressure on Tatum and Brown, and they were making the right reads for Derek White. And Derek White's been incredible this year. He's shooting over 55% from the field and 47% from three. Like, this guy has been lights out. He's been excellent. And I kind of wish that he got more shots, because if you look at it, like 25 from Jason Tatum, 30 from Jaylen Brown, only 9 from Derek White, and he was 8 of 9. Just imagine if Derek White got maybe 6 more shots. How does
so-
this look?
that, I think, brings up again where we started, which was Tatum and Brown incredibly cold in the overtime, just can't hit the broadside of a barn. This is a conversation that I've dabbled in on radio once or twice, but are we at the point where we have to think about maybe giving somebody like Derek White more of the final look in an overtime situation, in a fourth quarter situation when the game's on the line? Or is it ridiculous at this point to still think about taking that shot away from Tatum or Brown?
I think you do dabble in it because you saw how clutch Derek White was last year. He was one of the most clutch players in the league in terms of points. And I know clutch time in the NBA is within 5 minutes, but he had big shots, even game four against Indiana. He hit that corner three that won them the game. So I think you can, and you have the luxury to get creative with it. So I actually didn't mind the play call for the last shot with Jalen. The shot was terrible, but
yeah,
the shot was there. It was a good look.
It's tough when you airball it for the final look, you know, it just didn't come off right.
Somebody one of 10.
Yeah. It was that again. And that's part of what I think I would like to see be in the equation for the Celtics games when it's super late like that is riding the momentum, riding the hot hand, to put it very simply, where if you have Derek White having the shooting night and the looks that he's getting last night, why not draw up the play for him? Like, he's hot. Maybe ride it. I don't know. Maybe there's something about him that doesn't lend itself there yet. Maybe that's something that he still has to develop in terms of being okay of being in that position. But we've seen him execute super late game clutch plays before in the playoffs.
I do understand keeping it with Tatum and Brown. Like, those are the guys, you trust those guys in those big moments. And you don't have to go back far to see Jaylen Brown coming up big, especially against that Pacers team. Like, you trust those guys in those moments, no matter what the situation is. But I'm with you. Like, you can get creative. You have the luxury of that, of having all these shooters. And I would like to see Derek White get a shot down there in that situation.
I want to talk about something other than the shooting, which was, of course, the huge swing in the fourth quarter. And a lot of it was powered by Kata.
Yes, it was.
Another super bench guy who was on a two-way contract last year. And we talked about him a little bit last season, rising in the depth chart for the Celtics. He had 9 boards overall. He had 4 in the fourth quarter. And the Celtics were able to generate 6 turnovers on the Pacers. That made all the difference for them being able to get back into this game and force overtime. I feel like it's pretty clear to say that that was a huge statement that he made about when you hear about the game on the margins. He's somebody who can really turn momentum. And between guys like him and Peyton Pritchard with the shooting performance that he had against the Bucks, it's just interesting early in the season to see these different weapons that they can pick from their depth chart and throw out in a situation. I think that's what's really interesting about the beginning of the season is being able to throw these guys in different situations and see where they can turn the momentum in the game.
Yeah. You look at the box score, and I know plus minus isn't always the end all be all, but in this case, I really thought it was. He was a plus 21 in the fourth quarter, Kata, that is. And he came in and immediately just changed the game. Like you mentioned, on the boards, he was excellent on defense. He's just so active around the rim and really all around the court. But he also, that pick and roll game opened up the court for Tatum and Brown. The first play after the timeout when he checked in, Jaylen Brown found him for the alley-oop, and then they just kept hammering that pick and roll. And Jalen had 7 points in like 3 minutes. So he does open it up and he brings a different dynamic. Something like, I thought they were picking on Al Horford a little bit. And then you bring
I don't have the stat right in front of me, but Siakam was definitely taking advantage of Al Horford last night. And I don't know. We've seen that with Horford from time to time that he gets singled out. I still think that he's a good defender. I'm starting to worry about, okay, is the wear and tear that's been on him for all the miles that he has on him. Is that somebody who's a big spark plug like Siakam can target?
Yeah, and with Al Horford, the matchup itself just wasn't great for him. And that's going to happen. I don't have any really concern about his defense or his age. It's just, that's a team that likes to play fast. And at this stage, Al Horford might not be the best candidate for that, where you have a guy like Nemish Kata, who's a better rim protector than Al Horford just because of his size and his activity around there. So I thought it was a good call by Joe Mazzulla. And he wasn't at all waving the white flag when they did that. I think they were genuinely looking for a spark. That's why they kept Pritchard and Jaylen Brown in there. And then I did like him sticking with them too. Like, they were the ones that got you there. Let's stick with them through the clutch, because you saw how impactful they were. The one thing about Pritchard, though, like, I find it hard leaving Drew Holiday on the bench when you look at what he did in game three last year. Like, he was atrocious leading up to the steal in game three against the Pacers. He was sick, didn't go to shoot around that day, wasn't really going to play, and he was shooting terribly. But they rode with him, and just his veteran experience, that championship experience, won them that game with that steal. So maybe I would have went with Drew Holiday, but like you said, Al Horford was getting picked on, so it made sense to me to leave Namir Shkata in there. He was the one that gave you the spark, and he was playing outstanding, so that made sense. But I was a little bit kind of wanted to see a little bit of Drew, just because we've seen what he can do in those moments.
Right, and again, it might be something where you look at it and you go, it's super early. I'm not saying he's like on a minutes restriction or anything close to that, but again, he is on the later side of his career, so maybe it's something where it's like, hey, let's think about the usage. And that would all go right to all the Australians, all the sports science people who are around the Celtics. I'm not even saying that's a Missoula tactic. Finally, because the other day following the Milwaukee game, we talked about Peyton Pritchard, his realistic chances at the sixth man of the year. And somebody else made a pretty strong individual case last night, which was Benedict Mathurin. He also has a case for one of the craziest names in the entire NBA.
It is a pretty cool name, though. Benedict Mathurin. Benedict. I like that name.
Have you ever met a Benedict in person?
No, it sounds like some like 1800 revolution.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah. I like, ooh, Benedict.
Is that a real person?
Benedict Cumberbatch? He's an actor.
Oh.
I can't tell you what he was in. I think he sounds very British.
Is he 90?
I'm not. No. I think he's probably like in his early 40s.
Yeah, you're the British, or you're like 90 to 100 years old.
He must be British. Benedict. We need more Benedicts. He had 30 points last night. He was a monster. So I just a reminder for everybody who gets really excited about the idea of Peyton Pritchard as sixth man of the year. When you see these teams, they're going to be gunning for you. That's no secret. Like, they're the reigning world champions. So everybody's going to put on their best when they see the Celtics, but gives you a nice glimpse of the depth on the other teams and some of the guys who are going to be the competition for these individual awards.
Yeah, he was outstanding last night, especially on a night where Andrew Nembhard and Tyrese Haliburton really struggled. Mm-hmm. He stepped up big. It makes you wonder, like, if he played that well against the Celtics, and he was out for a lot of last year, didn't play in the Eastern Conference Finals, how big of a difference he would have been. Maybe it would have went five games. I don't think they would have won the series regardless, but maybe they could have stole him a game or two. But you're right. I mean, living and dying by the sixth man of the year award is going to be difficult. But I did think Pritchard was great too, like, especially down the stretch there. He assisted on three of the Celtics' last four baskets in regulation. So I thought he was good. And I think it's a big confidence booster, and a real shout out to him by Joe Mazzulla, letting him stay in that closing lineup over Drew Holiday. And real quick, one more thought on that. Last year, they did something similar. Drew Holiday wasn't in one of the closing lineups, and it was one of the first times, and people were like, how's he going to react? And nothing ever happened out of it. So,
and he reacted like Drew Holiday, which is saintly.
Right. This isn't the first time that Joe Mazzulla has elected to close the lineup that doesn't include Drew Holiday, and it wasn't a problem then, and I definitely don't expect it to be one now.
Yeah, I think it's not as part of the season where I would look at the closing lineups and be very critical of them, especially with Kristaps Porzingis probably not coming back until some point midwinter, early winter. We'll see. The lineups are going to be all over the map. So,
and with Porzingis too, just to that point, he's going to be one that helps out with that rim protection and that defense. Mm-hmm. Like, especially last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, they were great against the Celtics getting to the rim. But you had a 7'2" guy who can do just about everything on the floor. That's all of a sudden fixed, because the rim protection and the points in the paint has been atrocious for the Celtics to start the year here. But you have Kristaps Porzingis coming in about a month.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Month or two, and he's going to fix all that.
Yeah, we miss that guy. Like to see him. I mean, don't rush it, but like to see it. All right, Terp, Mario Terp, I'm going to let you get back to your day job. And I'm kind of like worried about how long you're going to wear that mustache.
I'm doing it all day. I have to do it.
All day? I'm worried that you're going to tear it off and like have an allergic reaction.
Have to drink out of a straw all day, though. Because like if I could put a cup here, it's just not going to work.
Okay. Happy Halloween, everybody. This has been Slammed. If you enjoy us, please like, subscribe, follow us. Follow us on all your social media channels. I promise we're there.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.